November 30th, 2015. It's about 10 minutes of 7 in the morning. I got up early this morning because I have a early delivery, and I just wanted to grab a couple quick notes. I was thinking this morning while I was sipping my coffee that I remember years ago there was a movie when it was when I was a kid. I don't honestly remember the movie, but I think it's possible that may have been Parent Trap. But I remember, when the movie came to a conclusion that, it was kind of like right when everything had worked out in the movie and the family was just starting to live their life together again. And I wish that it could go on so I could, see more of the movie that showed them, sharing and enjoying their lives together. And I was kind of thinking this morning that in some respects, it's kind of what I'm doing with my perspectives to share, our story to tell. What I'm inviting others to adopt the perspective of is that, we're all scripting, we're all producers and directors, and at every moment of every day, we're writing our story. We're acting out the different movements of our orchestration of our lives. And for as long as we're present, as long as we're alive, it's an ongoing process. It has continuity, and that's really what I'm attempting to draw attention to with the concept of chain of custody. So I'm hoping that in my initial approach, I can express this in such a way that others can readily understand and relate to what it is that I'm suggesting, what it is I'm standing and pointing to. The thing about the chain of custody is it's kind of like I talk about the old man staring down at his notes. He's trying to devise a way, he's trying to find a way to ensure that the progress that has been made in the master's craft and his chosen discipline is not lost upon his demise, that he can find a way to pass it on in the chain of custody. And that's kind of what I'm trying to help everyone, including myself, to appreciate, to understand that with this privilege comes responsibility. And it is a privilege to become awakened and practice the master's craft, but it's also a responsibility to pass on the best that we can, that we've learned from the craft, that expanded consciousness, to pass the best of that on to others, both those who are present now and those who are to come in the future. And it's a story that is continuous. It has continuity. It's the story without end, as long as the human race survives in whatever form we evolve into. So anyway, I just going back to my initial thought, and that yearning of the child of, of seeing or witnessing in the story, in the event line, reconciliation, a reunion, a reuniting of the characters of the individuals of the family, and seeing the beginning of their lives together, and where they're there to support each other and share with each other and have companionship with each other. And of course, that's where the movie left us, with it told the story of the reconciliation, of the reuniting, but then it left us with our imagination to imagine the kind of lives that they would share together. And of course, I wanted to see it go on. But we have that opportunity. We're living that opportunity. And again, I have to take into account that for the amusement park, that the reason the world is as it is because this is the way we choose it to be. And that these events that take place, even tragic events, to someone, they must find that amusing. Otherwise, we would break that chain of events. We, things would change and it wouldn't continue the way that it has. But what I know in the short history that we have had, this is the way it's always been. So, I don't believe that's part these those kinds of events, those types of events. I don't believe that is inherent in the avatar nature. I think that is part and parcel with or inherent in the troll nature. That's their inclination. Conspiracy and to have power over others. And of course, the ability of taking, of life and death. I mean, that's really the ultimate power one can have over another. And so in some respects, it's almost, that's kind of like the God power, to giveth and to taketh away. Again, I just think these are the two complementary forces that are active in the world and make up the basic natures or basic elements of conflict of forces. So, again, I do have to, I just feel as though because of free will, I have to accept that these two basic natures exist. And they're because of the conflict of forces and conflict of human nature, it's a disharmony, at least at some level. But the story's playing out, and change the course of thought, change the course of events. I know the potential exists. We live in the gap between the current state of affairs and the potential state of affairs. And I do have hope, I harbor hope for evolution, for awakening for expanded consciousness, that the human being, the human nature can over time become more and more evolved. I think our technology is outpacing the human, the evolutionary process of the human nature and how it is expressed in acts in the event line. But I do harbor hope. I do have that basic fundamental belief that we are evolving ever so slowly, but we can evolve. We have that potential, and I honor that human potential. I guess that's enough for this morning. Signing off.